posted to YouTube late on Wednesday appeared to show UN monitors touring the Damascus suburb of Douma. This is an area that had been under siege, according to opposition activists, for the last few days. It is also an area where dramatic video was posted to YouTube on Wednesday showing rebel fighters firing on government armor as it moved through streets in this particular suburb. And when it comes to a ceasefire, well, many will tell you that it most certainly does not exist at this stage, with the death toll continuing to rise, hundreds being killed ever since it was allegedly said to have been implemented, and violence being reported throughout pretty much the entire country. Opposition activists are saying that, yes, in some parts of Syria, the government has removed its tanks from certain areas only to hide them in others. Video posted to YouTube showing that taking place in the province of Hama, for example. Many opposition activists and analysts are saying that even if and when the 300 monitors do eventually arrive in Syria, that is quite simply not a sufficient number to be able to truly monitor the entire country. Opposition activists are also saying that even if there should be some sort of hypothetical end to the bloodshed, end to the government onslaught, they would be unwilling to sit down to any sort of negotiating table with the regime as long as Bashar al-Assad remains in power, which makes any sort of political transition at this stage highly unrealistic.